السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Free Shabab of حزب التحرير. Translated. The Houthis are going to extremes in arresting the Dawah carriers of حزب التحرير in Yemen. Shaif al-Sharadi, Ayub Shaif al-Sharadi, Muhammad al-Sarsari, Fahd al-Sarsari, عبد القادر السرسري، محسن الجادبي، محمود المهاجري، the brother of one of the Shabab of حزب التحرير party, since Rajab 1442 AH, without any crime that they have been guilty of, except for their tireless work in making the rulings of Islam to sovereign over earth and removing sovereignty from others. The detainees, Ustaz Shaif al-Sharadi, Ayub Shaif al-Sharadi, and Muhsin al-Jabadi, are not allowed to visit their families throughout their detention, so the offense of preventing the visit is added to the offense of arresting without a crime. Among the detainees were people suffering from chronic diseases in which they needed constant care.
A blessed month
has come upon the world, which is the month of Ramadan. It was better for the Houthis, who claim that they are on the chronic path, to hasten to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to repent to Him from the arbitrary criminal acts committed by their hands against the right of the Islamic Ummah and the right of the Dawah carriers, of the workers of Hizb ut-Tahrir who are working towards its rise from the decay in which it lives, as a result of the demolition of the Khilafah Caliphate a century ago. In this blessed month, we raise our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we call on Him to take revenge on the unjust Houthi rulers, whose oppression filled their horizons, and they think they are doing good. We are completely confident in the fulfillment of Allah's promise to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided Caliphate, upon the method of the Prophethood, Allah willing, who says,
إِنَّا لَنَنصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادُ.
Verily we will indeed make victorious our messengers and those who believe in the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, in this world's life and on the day when the witnesses will stand forth, i.e. Day of Resurrection. Surah Ghafir 51. We call on those in charge of this group, and the wise among them in particular, to stop the injustice committed by their groups in all of the forms against the Dawah carriers. And they have to show people the goodness in them and manifest that through their actions by working towards giving the sovereignty to Sharia and being in line with Hizb ut-Tahrir, who is working towards achieving that. The injustices of arrests of Hizb ut-Tahrir workers are aimed at achieving the interests of the Western disbelievers and their allies in the war against calling for the establishment of the Khilafah that the Western disbelievers have been waging to prevent the return of the rule of Islam to the land after an abundance of 100 years. Hizb ut-Tahrir is a pioneer who does not lie to its people, extends its vision and thought to Allah the Almighty alone in achieving its goal of establishing the second Khilafah Rashida upon the method of the Prophethood. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةٌ عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النَّبُوَّةِ. There will be a Khilafah upon the method of the Prophethood. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.